Newburyport Athletic Director Kyle Hodgson is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. And Kyle, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to come in and talk about Newburyport Athletics with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we talk just about athletics, let's talk about you. Congratulations on winning the Cape Ann League Athletic Director of the Year Award. Nice honor.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. I consider that really a program honor. That's something that's really an athletic department honor, and you know, it's named Athletic Director of the Year, but really it's for all the success that we've had. So, but thank you very much.
Well, I know you've come in away. Let's talk about some of the successes, and I'll intersperse that with some questions on the award itself too. But you're coming off a great spring at Newburyport: girls lacrosse state championship, girls tennis, girls track. So I guess maybe just an overview on that and what all that has meant for Newburyport High School this spring.
It's really, I think, unprecedented, not just to win three state championships in one season, but three female state championships. I mean, it shows the depth of our girls' program. You know, it's spread out over 100 varsity athletes on three teams won a state championship for our girls. So that's pretty unique. You know, in addition to those state championships, we had the boys lacrosse team losing the state final four. So they were one step away from playing in a championship. Baseball had a good run, lost in the final eight. So it's pretty much been a consistent year. And actually since COVID, it's been a nice run. You know, and it seems like it gets better and better each year. And it started this year with the boys' soccer state championship in the fall. So it's a good run, and we'll ride it while we can.
No state championships in the winter, Kyle? What's up?
Yeah, you know, and our teams did very well, too. We had, you know, our boys' hockey and our girls' basketball were highly ranked and advanced quite far. And our boys' basketball team won a playoff game. And the boys' indoor track team actually was literally seconds, maybe 2 seconds away from winning a state championship. It came down to the very last meet, indoor meet, and at the Reggie Lewis Center, and they just got edged out. Otherwise, we would have had one in the winter, yes.
Well, I know it, you know, maybe you haven't had time to have this all sink in, but what a successful spring. And you mentioned the girls' participation. Put that into some context for us, if you could, and what that all means, because I think that's fantastic, as you point out, to be competitive in the girls' sports like you are.
Yeah, you know, it starts with the student athletes, but it's really the coaches. We have excellent coaches at Newburyport across the board in each season. We're very lucky to have who we have. But they work hard. Coaches and our student athletes work very hard, and they're skilled. And we've had very good senior leadership the last few years. So then, you know, the seniors this year had good senior leaders as a sophomore and a junior, and winning kind of breeds winning. And you know, the expectation is to succeed, and that's what they've been doing. But you know, we have about 396 girls at Newburyport High School. And like I said, about 100 were varsity athletes on those teams. So about 25% of our girls in our school won a state championship this spring.
And, you know, that's quite a story in a way. I mean, if you could leave high school as a member of a state championship team, whatever your role is, I mean, you will never forget that. I'm absolutely sure of that. Yeah.
You know, we're doing a banner renovation in our gym, and it's really hard to win a state championship in Massachusetts because of the number of teams, and there are so many great programs. So as we're updating things, you know, it made me realize how difficult it is. So, yeah, you know, we've only won maybe 36 now state championships as a school, and we won four of them this year. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in our Cape Ann League championships, and it's nice to be able to put up a state championship banner as well.
Well, I want to go through some of the notes that were in the announcement regarding the Athletic Director of the Year Award, and one of them was the Sportsmanship Summit. So tell me a bit about that and your role with that as far as that summit is concerned.
Sure. Well, I worked on a committee, and we put together a program, a conference for leaders in each school. Each Cape Ann Lee school brought five representatives with them, with their athletic director. And we participated in small group discussions on certain topics. And mainly what we tried to do was create a league-wide set of expectations for fan, spectator, sportsmanship at games. And we're creating signage that will be displayed consistently in each gym and at each venue throughout the league so that it's a consistent message. And the message came from the student athletes. We kind of drove it a little bit, but they created everything. And so that was really the drive for this sportsmanship summit. And it was nice to get the student athletes together. And, you know, right through, even through the spring season, I had student athletes on other teams come up to me and say, I remember you at the sportsmanship summit, boom, boom. And it was a nice connection to have. So, you know, we're hosting a basketball game on a Friday night. A lot of times I'll go over to the visiting student section and I'll say, did anybody go to the sportsmanship summit? And usually there's at least one who's attended. So I'll just have a short conversation with them and I'll say, okay, you're going to be our leader tonight. If there's a question or an issue, you come see me or I'll come see you and we'll just work that way. You'll be the representative. And they went through a little bit of training during that day. And so it seemed to work out very well. But now as those students graduate, you know, we've got to continue to keep training. And, you know, we're going to make it an annual event, but just kind of tweak it a little bit each year, but have sportsmanship or diversity, you know, inclusion, that'd be the main focus.
No, and I guess in leadership, as you were pointing out as well, I mean, that sounds like a great thing, and it would have to evolve, I would think, over from year to year, and because, you know, then I can't all be working on the same thing, the initial thing all the time. But I think it's a great idea and great way to get buy-in and make connections around the league and through the league, across the league. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking forward to it again, getting together, and it actually went better than we anticipated. and it was nice. We had lunch together. We had, you know, bagels and breakfast together as well. And it was a nice day. It was a Friday night. It was a football night. And it was a nice way to pretty much kick off our fall season.
Terrific. All right, let me ask you this other thing, too. Kenny Division Highland Award. Tell our listeners about that one.
Sure. That's we take great pride in that award, and that award really shows a school's success in not just win percentage, but sportsmanship, participation, community service. And there are ratings for each of those categories. And at the end of each season, you're given a rating, total points. And at the end of the year, you have a total. And the highest point total, you know, the person with the highest points is the winner for this prestigious award. So we take great pride in it shows, I think, a well-balanced athletic program.
All right, so now you've come to. Is there anything else you want to mention about some of the other accomplishments in Newburyport athletics over the past year?
Well, I think you know, I mentioned our coaches and our athletes. Obviously, I think the big part of our success is with our strength and conditioning program. Paul Yumin is our strength coach. He's also our hockey coach, oh, yeah. And all of our athletes and PE students. Are on the same workout program, and it just builds confidence and prevents injuries along with strength. So I think that has given us a little bit of an advantage at times. So I think that's a big part of it. Also, I'd like to mention our athletic trainer, Molly Hogan. She is just fantastic. What she does with injury care and rehab and injury prevention, and we're just really lucky to have her. So in addition to our, you know, excellent student athletes, our staff is top notch. So it's a great combination. And I think when you put them together, that's when you start to have this overall success.
You know, I'm often on sidelines at games, and I see these athletic trainers and the interactions they have, whether it be at a lacrosse game, a soccer game, doesn't necessarily have to be a football game, but just to see this interaction that they're constantly having with athletes as they come on and off the field, and obviously when in the gym as well. I mean, they're very busy, but this is a position that I think must have really evolved over the last decade or so as far as you know, really athletes really depending on these trainers a lot.
Sure. And when I arrived in 2015, we had 2 hours per day that was contracted through a local service. So it was really just prepping for practice, and that was it. So that it was not really given the care to our athletes that they deserved. We were able to create a full-time position. And so now Molly, she just gets the job done. She puts in a ton of hours, and she has a unique position because she works with basically every athlete.
Yeah.
And at some point throughout the season of their career. So she develops, trust and relationships with them. And, a lot of them appreciate her and recognize her at postseason banquets and things like that. So it's great that that she has built that confidence. And like I said, we're really lucky to have her.
Not only knows the athletes' names, but she knows their injuries as well, for sure. Yeah. You know, another thing too, you mentioned the strength and conditioning. Now that's another thing I've really noticed a lot. A lot of schools really are that's another big position, and I think a big change from again a decade ago. A lot of schools are definitely going in that direction with strength and conditioning staff.
Yes, and if you walked into our weight room, it's open each morning, 7 to 10 throughout the summer. If you walked in, it's not what you would expect to see in a gym, a weight room. It's evolved, even how the program, think of like Tom Brady's program. We follow Mike Boyle's method, and it's really about flexibility and mobility, and it's giving athletes confidence, preventing injuries, as well as obviously building strength and improving conditioning. So we've got a turf area in our weight room, and kids are pushing sleds, and it's a really great atmosphere, both for males and females. So I think that's really a big part of it. And we have 5 classes during the day that follows that same program that our athletes do. We call it all access, all athletes, all access all year. So we don't train athletes sport specifically. We train them as an athlete. And that carries over from season to season. And I think it's been really successful. And our weight room has been renovated, thankfully, by the generous donation from Newport Education Foundation just before COVID. So we're really fortunate to have what we have, and they made that possible.
Is that 5 classes that you're referring to, is that part of like a phys ed type of class that a student might normally take? They do this instead or along with something like that?
Yeah, it's one of our electives in the wellness program, and we have 5 blocks during a day, for academics, and they can choose one of those 5 blocks, and that's one of their options. So we have many athletes, go through their program during the day. Paul Yamin also opens it up for an hour before school, and it's open for an hour after school. So from, 7 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not only is it open, but there is an adult there who is not just supervising, but they're out there, they're coaching them through the program. So we're very lucky to have what we have and who we have in that position.
Absolutely. Kyle, let me ask you one last question, and that's kind of looking ahead to the fall. Any fall notes or updates to share with us as you get ready for the fall in just a couple of months?
Well, we had a great fall last year. We had 3 teams advance to the Final 4, which hadn't happened. And so we're just looking to build on that. That's what we did this spring. We built on the success from last spring. And Shannon Haley is our new field hockey coach. She was an interim last year. And she took them to the state semifinals. So other than that, we have our staff back looking for the junior class from last year to step up as seniors. And, it's tough to be successful if you don't have senior leadership. And that's been a big part of our success. And, you know, we're going to do what we can to help promote that leadership, but it's really got to come from our student athletes.
Sounds great. You know, Kyle, on this post below the interview, we have a bunch of photos that you've put up on your social media, on the Twitter account and so on, of the athletes, so many of them. Obviously, we can't get them all, but obviously, it's great to kind of associate the faces that folks will see that when they scan down below on this post with the interview. But again, Kyle, congrats, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Kyle Hodson, the athletic director at Newburyport High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.